All rights reserved. All rights reserved. Okay, this is a little lunchtime, dare I call it fun. It's not really fun. It's sad, but it's very informative and educational and entertaining. Let's go.
This is Flow, a poem by Watts 1965. Diabolic Beats, Planet LA, Active Music Works. Expectation causes suffering. Living life of mysteries ever bring. Confusion, illusions outside your eyes. Standing on your insides, no surprise. The mind becomes numb. Mentality's dumb. Knowledge of self is the beginning of wisdom. Knowledge yourself is the beginning of wisdom. Close your eyes, see a little clearer. Living off a perch never made you search. So more in life for a better kind of meaning than dreaming while living in a nightmare. Eyes fair while counting eggs, hatch, shoulda, woulda, becomes a deliberate venture. Substantial consequences, thinking of possibilities like survival through false realities. Slanging the ills and palms of babies. Mentally ill, public school training. Shit we already know, but being vowed, we just know. And so, being a stranger to yourself, how can you knock off the remnants of slave help? What makes we so notorious? Do we even know what's all the fuss? Imposed and we shall with earth the trust. Like undeveloped Negroes in us. Danger, danger, makes hearts combust. Those who know sit back nonplussed. That planetary thoughts must realign to define time's rush.
That's my song, Flow. Cop that if you will. It's great to see anybody who's popping in. Say, what's up, eh? What's up? All rights reserved. All rights reserved. This is the Tommy Cole Show. Just a little lunchtime situation real quick. If anybody wants to join in and watch some things and hear some stuff, this is what's about to pop off. Brashear Gray. He's speaking out. Okay. Brashear Gray is speaking out. I'm doing a brief little thing real quick for anybody who's watching. And I'm also going to play some old footage of... No, I should do it now. Let me play this first, actually. Let me press play on this and we'll take it from here. Will Smith and Diddy are being accused of SA-ing most of Black men and young men in Hollywood, as Jaguar Wright tried to tell us. We thought she was just crazy. I never thought she was just crazy. I know she knew what she was talking about, but let's just check this shit. Jaden Smith moved out when he was 15. Most people don't just move out of their parents' house when they're 15 unless they have some real struggles, you know what I'm saying? And this brother quickly moved out as soon as he was able at 15. In California, they have what's called, but when you turn 14, you can become a legal adult. I know about this because when I was in the acting world, I was hanging out with all those celebrity actor kids, and a lot of their parents would steal their money. Well, they felt steal their money. Emancipated adult. That's what it was. Yeah, I was hanging out with Corey Feldman. And at the time, Corey Feldman's dad had stole like $2.5 million. Yeah, Corey Feldman, you know, from the Goonies and everything. He was in everything back in the day. But emancipated adult. So Jaden, he was friends with Brashear Gray. He was friends with all these young, talented men that came through Hollywood. Let's check this out real quick. Let's check this out.
Allegedly calling out his father, Will Smith, for some of his shady behaviors relating to Brashear Gray. And fans are connecting the dots to Brashear's recent erratic behavior.
They do weird things in their house, and young men have left their house screaming to get away from them in their mentorship. Meek Mill. Brashear Gray.
Rumors about Will Smith being a gay gatekeeper in Hollywood has been making rounds online for a while now, but Jaden Smith is adding fuel to the fire by exposing his dad for allegedly forcing actor Brysher Gray into a gay affair. So what exactly did Jaden say Will did to Brysher? And how did Will's relationship with Brysher affect his career? Let's get into it. Jaden Smith recently sent fans into a frenzy when he confronted his father for allegedly taking advantage of Brysher Gray and forcing him into a gay relationship. Rumors started circulating that Jaden was tired of keeping his dad's secret and was ready to tell everyone.
So everybody needs to be on that shit. Everybody needs to tune in.
Brysher Gray is an actor most known for his role as Hakeem Lion in the hit TV show Empire. He acted opposite big names like Taraji P. Henson and Terrence Howard. After the first season of Empire was released, Brysher Gray was thrust into the Hollywood life of glitz and glamour, and fans are now convinced that he wasn't prepared for that life, and Hollywood got to him. Before Empire, Brysher was a rapper struggling to get his big break in the music industry. He told Vibe magazine about his struggles growing up being raised by a single mother. "I grew up in West Philly with a single mother, working three jobs trying to provide for me and my sister," he tells Vibe. "And not having money and trying to be this artist, it was hard. I just kept at it and it got me here," he said. In order to pay for studio sessions and music videos, he worked part-time at Pizza Hut. In his interview with Vibe magazine, Brysher said he used his first Pizza Hut paycheck to pay for his music video, and he loved rapping so much he would rap when he was supposed to be working. Eventually, he got fired from Pizza Hut for rapping at work, and he decided to dedicate his entire time to rap, and the hard work paid off for Brysher because he met Charlie Mack, and his life changed. But unfortunately for Brysher, when he met Charlie Mack, he also met Will Smith. When asked how he got the Empire audition, he said, "So I met my manager, Charlie Mack, who is like Will Smith's best friend, and he gave me the audition." If you don't know, Will Smith and Charlie Mack have been friends for 30 years, so it was inevitable that Charlie was going to introduce Brysher to Will.
You know, he's with my man, Charlie Mack, so Charlie was with me every step of the way. First out the limo, so Charlie has been with me, you know, 30 years.
But it wasn't until Brysher's recent troubles started speculating that fans speculated things between Brysher and Will went a little bit further than a mentor-mentee relationship.
First of all, how many of you, shout out everybody who's watching. All right, reserve.
And to make
it off the blurry, look at Jaguar Rice, silly butt. Okay, how many of y'all knew that Will Smith was mentoring young men? First of all, and secondly, how many of y'all knew he was mentoring Brysher Gray? Now, Brysher Gray was having a pretty decent career, and then all of a sudden he fell off and he's just beating his girlfriend, getting arrested for domestic violence and being on meth and dope. He wasn't on dope on the show, though. Let's keep going.
Make things worse, Jaguar Rice.
Freedom.
Oh, Lord.
Freedom is wild.
Well, while we're waiting for this stupid commercial, let me just ask you guys, how many of you all even knew that Will Smith was out here doing all that, like helping people? Like, I like Will Smith. I've worked with Will Smith. I don't know those sides of him, but I can't say that those things ain't happening. We're just investigating. We just have questions.
Jaguar Wright recently revealed in an interview that a lot of men get taken advantage of by Will and Jada Pinkett Smith under the pretense of mentorship, and they run out of their house screaming once they realize Will's true intentions. And that a lot of young men have run away from Will and Jada's house screaming.
Now, have y'all noticed Jaden don't be around? Jaden was probably being used to help bring boys to the house. And he was like, "I'm not about to be a part of that." Jaden is a very mature young man. I've seen him in different interviews and I see how he's much of a community activist. And he just wasn't with the riffraff or the rim ram.
They're both bisexual. They do weird things in their house. And young men have left their house screaming to get away from them and their mentorship.
According to Jaguar Wright, Brysher is just one of the young men allegedly trapped in a gay affair with Will Smith. She claims Will uses his fame and achievements to lure young men in for mentorship. And by the time they realize what's actually going on, it's too late for them.
Sheer Gray left that house and screaming. August, the only one that stayed, and I guess he was really sick. He needed a doll.
But before we get into what Jaden revealed about Will and Brysher, let's get into a bit of backstory for context. Will and Jada have come under fire lately for their bizarre lifestyle. Fans have gotten a front row seat to all their relationship dramas in the past 2 years. And it came to a head when August Alsina revealed he had an affair with Jada Pinkett Smith with Will's permission. He also revealed that Will and Jada had transitioned from a regular relationship to a non-romantic relationship where they were allowed to see other people. While Will denied giving August any permission to have a relationship with Jada, he did admit in a recent episode of Red Table Talk that he and Jada were in an open relationship, basically saying they were both seeing other people.
I actually sat down with Will and had a conversation due to the transformation from their marriage to life partnership that they've spoken on several times.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Jaden moved out when he was 15. That's what I was saying. Hey, Tanisha J, what up? Yeah, like 15. That's what I was saying at the beginning. And they saying the reason why was because he was used as like have as a luring pawn to bring young men to the house.
And it, you know, not involving romanticism.
Fans became convinced that Will was seducing young men in Hollywood when rumors started going around that Will Smith was allegedly throwing wild gay parties for Hollywood men on the down low. The allegation started when Diddy was exposed for allegedly throwing those parties, and Will's name was exposed alongside his. Since then, fans have been speculating about the different things that actually went down at those parties, and they didn't hold back. One fan tweeted about it saying, "Hear me out, Will Smith is gay and P. Diddy is no doubt gay. Both had relationships, both throwing gay orgy parties. Jada had sex with August as revenge because of Will being gay, hence their accepted open marriage. What's Diddy's record label name? Bad Boy Records. You do research. He is a pedophile and throws gay parties with Diddy and solicits men dancers. And you better research what Will Smith did to Orlando Brown. I've done my research."
When is anybody going to listen to Orlando Brown? Everybody's still acting like Orlando. You know what's really sad for me, Tanisha J, is the fact that it looks like all the gatekeepers of Hollywood, black and white, are gay, right? And that wouldn't be no problem if they didn't use it against you if you don't want to be gay or you don't want to do gay acts. So it's kind of like you can't join our club unless you're down to let us put the ring on it. Now, the ring, if you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. The ring that they're talking about symbolically, just like Lord of the Rings, as that was broken down years ago, is the sphincter. That's the butthole. That's the ring that they're talking about, okay? The ring of commitment that they're talking about is the anus. If you didn't know, everything is symbolic language. How did I learn that? Well, when I was going to Cal State Long Beach, there was this white kid in my class, and he used to write these crazy, it was in creative writing. He used to write these crazy ass creative writing stories, but I had learned so much by hanging out with a lot of these industry kids that what he was saying, I already knew what was happening with him. So when we used to ride the public bus, the bus home from class, you know, I asked him a lot of stuff, and he did confirm with me a lot of these rituals and things that he, as a child, was afflicted. Like, he was one of those children that was used in some of those abuse situations. So he would put them in his stories and stuff. It's crazy. So let me press play. Let me keep going.
Search. Another fan commented. But what does Will allegedly throwing wild Hollywood gay parties have to do with Brysher? According to Jaden, a lot. Before Jaden revealed dirty details of Will's affairs, fans had done their own investigations. And they noticed Brysher Gray's life took a turn for the worse right around the time he was introduced to Will Smith. Here's how it all went down.
Here we go.
2015 through his manager, Charlie Mack, who happened to be a close
friend. Hold up, let me watch.
Introduced to Will Smith. Here's how it all went down. Brysher met Will in 2015 through his manager, Charlie Mack, who happened to be a close friend of Will. For 4 years while Empire was filming, Brysher kept a low profile and focused on acting and his music. But though he was keeping a low profile, his mom announced in 2017 that Brysher had been diagnosed with ADHD. In her book titled Before Empire, Raising Brysher, Yaz the Greatest Gray, she talks about how difficult it has been to deal with her son's illness. She said, "I had a lot of parents who would ask, how did I manage his ADHD? I will speak more about it. It's all about education. It's the only way you are going to be able to help your child." Clearly, Brysher has had a somewhat difficult life, and being a part of Hollywood didn't help matters. But being in an alleged relationship with Will Smith apparently made things a lot worse. After the last season of Empire premiered in 2019, fans started noticing weird things were happening to Brysher. First, a report came out that his landlord was suing him for over $30,000 in damages for allegedly trashing the apartment he was renting from him. According to a report from allhiphop.com, Brysher's landlord sued him after Brysher vacated vacated the apartment and left a mess behind. All Hip Hop also reported that the landlord released embarrassing images of the state of the condo after Brysher left. He allegedly left the condo covered in dog feces, along with garbage bags and clutter on the floor. There were also full plates of breakfast left behind in one of the bathrooms. Brysher had been renting the apartment during his time in Windy City while filming Empire, with a lease that ended in August 2019. But upon leaving, he didn't address the variety of concerns that the landlord brought up, because the mess he left behind was presumably beyond what his security deposit could cover. According to a report from allhiphop.com, Brysher's landlord sued him after Brysher vacated.
Hey, did y'all see Bilal? Look at Bilal back there. That's Bilal. That's the guy that came out talking about he busted Puffy humping on Dwayne Martin and all that. Now, what I will say is Brysher was a pretty decent kid. He was not into dope and all that. And then all of a sudden he gets to hanging out with his mentor. And now the brother's wilding out and beating up on his girlfriend. Okay, let's go.
Report from allhiphop.com, Brysher's landlord sued him after Brysher vacated the apartment and left a mess behind. But that wouldn't be the end of Brysher's troubles. A few months after the incident, Brysher came under scrutiny for something much worse. People magazine reported that Brysher had been involved in a domestic abuse incident. This report was confusing for a number of reasons. First, there had been no previous report that Brysher had gotten married. But according to People magazine, his wife, Candace Jimdar, told police when they arrived at their home in Goodyear, Arizona, that she and Brysher had been married for 9 months. According to People, police responded to a 911 call that an adult female victim had been allegedly assaulted at her Goodyear home by her husband, who she identified as Brysher Gray, an actor on the TV series Empire. People also reported that Candace Jimdar allegedly had numerous visible injuries on her body and also stated that she was strangled at one point by Brysher and temporarily lost consciousness. She told investigators she confronted Brysher after seeing messages from other girls on his cell phone. Candace said he called them fake before he went after her. She alleges Brysher said he was going to kill her, punched her more than 100 times, choked her, and pulled a knife on her. Brysher was taken into custody after initially refusing to come out of his residence and speak with officers. He was ultimately arrested without incident, People reported. Just as fans were trying to understand what was going on, a video of Brysher's arrest and interrogation was released on YouTube, going viral almost immediately. Fans quickly noticed he was acting erratic in the video. The statement he gave to police was all over the place, and they couldn't get him to answer straight to a question. For instance, when asked what his relationship with Candace was, Brysher initially claimed she was his best friend that sometimes lived with him. But then when the police asked if the two were married, he said, in a way. He then said they were in an open relationship.
And we have an open relationship as well, so, you know, I allow her to have, like a boyfriend.
Brysher also seemed to claim another person could have hurt his wife and not him. He told police a man named Mark came over after he left to go to a friend's house named John. I went to my friend's house, then she called Mark over. He didn't see something he liked. That's why I have that F1 Savannah cat, but he's just a kitten. I don't know what happened, he said. He also told police the Savannah cat cost $15,000. But according to his wife, Mark is a fake name Brysher uses when he doesn't want to be recognized and orders food from hotels. People later reported Brysher took a plea deal, pleading guilty to the charges brought against him. Per his plea deal, he was sentenced to 10 days in jail, in addition to 3 years of probation with various conditions. He was ordered to not drink any alcohol for the duration of his probation and to not have any contact with the victim in any form, unless approved by the Adult Probation Department in Arizona. Now, after the rumors about Will went viral, fans couldn't help but connect Brysher's recent bizarre behavior to his alleged relationship with Will. Fans speculated that Brysher quickly got married and started acting strange because of how the rumors of his alleged relationship with Will affected his career. If you don't know, Brysher has been out of the spotlight since Empire premiered its last season, and the rumors of a relationship between him and Will didn't help at all. It's no news that the wrong news can sometimes stop an actor's career in its tracks. Fans are definitely pointing to Will and Jada's track record with people around them. Their careers seem to get completely derailed after being connected to the Smiths in one way or the other. One fan commented about it saying, he'd been going through a lot. Something happened when the media announced he was married out of nowhere.
See, to me, he seems like a victim of sexual assault, straight up, rape, straight up. Let's keep going. That was Give Thanks. You guys make sure you click on over to Rumored. I like Rumored. They decent. But let's keep it moving. Time is a ticking. How y'all doing out there? All rights reserved. This is all alleged. This is all for entertainment and educational purposes. I didn't want to get into the gossip world like that, the tea and all this, but I always relate it to the community overall, like the whole Black community, because these people are people who are in the media who supposedly represent us globally. I know they don't, but that's what people think, right? Because they're from America and they've got the same skin tone as us. So I figure we should take time to examine what's going on in current times. And it's not about people's sexuality per se. That's not what it is. And I want you to be clear on that. It's about the dirty games they play with their sex, with their penis. You know, I've heard about, like, when I was in high school, I always tell you, I went to Hollywood Performing Arts High School in Hollywood, California. So I knew kids who were famous and celebrity kids and kids of famous people and all that. And I've been to the parties, but we'd also hear about Hollywood gossip all the time being in Hollywood. And I remember when one of my friend's dads was a cop in Beverly Hills. And he said that Christopher Reeves was having a tea party. And I didn't know what a tea party was until they told me, which is basically an all-men party where they all get into having orgies and all this. So to me, all these brothers, to me, they're not brothers to me. They're animals. They're monsters. Gatekeepers, as they call them. They're playing the games that these other folks been playing, and they need to knock it off. But here we go. So Brashear sounds like he was used as a toss-up. He's a toss-up, and that's unfortunate. Like, I mean, that's really on him to be, you know, to keep it real. But at some point, you know, you can't be so hungry for the buck. You can't be so starving for fame that you literally sell your soul and put that ring on. Put on, bum. You know what ring I'm talking about.
So it looks like the list of young industry men that Diddy allegedly SA'd is longer than we thought. Because word on the street is that Brashear Gray is one of Diddy and other industry men's victims. Child, people are saying that Will Smith was in it too. And when Brashear tried to expose them, they allegedly got him banned and blacklisted from Hollywood. So what really is the truth? Okay, so at this point, I guess it's safe to say that we are in full swing in the surviving Diddy era. And the latest person who is being alleged to have been a victim of Diddy is Brashear Gray.
Let me pause right there and just say, this is from Kiki's Tea. Definitely go over to Kiki's Tea. She ain't got no problem with views. You see, I ain't got no views. Y'all need to help me with my views. Make sure y'all click like. I really would appreciate it. Like, it's free, y'all. Like, it's free. Please click like when you come in so the algorithms will go up. I really want my numbers to go up. I'm putting all these pieces together, you dig, for your entertainment. Yes, for your entertainment. Let's keep going.
Brashear was one of the biggest breakout stars on the show Empire. And for a long time, fans have been wondering how Brashear went from being on a major show like Empire to disappearing from the industry like nothing happened. Well, as it turns out, Brashear's disappearance from the industry was not entirely his choice because he was allegedly forced out by some powerful people. You see, after Empire ended,
hold on, let me go right back.
Not entirely
there.
Hold his up. Choice.
Boom. Now, this little brother right here, y'all know I'm talking about. The one who lied allegedly and said he was beat up by some dudes, MAGA hats, whatever. It ain't just by accident these two just happen to be. Well, the brother Brashear, he wouldn't say he's gay, but clearly he's been gay for pay, you know? And then when I think he thought it was going to just be a one-time deal, a little party, they liked it and they wanted to keep it moving. And then apparently when he didn't want to keep doing these things, they got him grayballed. I don't use black in the negative. They got him blacklisted. You see what I'm saying? And then that's what started him doing drugs and then beating up on his girl. See, because they blacklisted him. And who's going to believe him, right? Nobody's going to believe him because they're all friends. Will Smith, Diddy, Puffy, fucking R. Kelly, Jay-Z. They're all homies. You know what I'm saying? And they're the gatekeepers of the industry. One, some of them. There's Oprah, allegedly. There's a... others, you know, plenty. L.A. Reid, there's the old school ones. You know what I'm saying? They all nasty. They're all using their physical body to breed some type of chakra tantric industry mojo, apparently. Okay, let's press play.
Because he was allegedly forced out by some powerful people.
Hold up. Remember, didn't they say that Quincy Brown, you know, Puffy's stepson, Albie Shore's son, was supposed to get this part, right? He was supposed to get the part. They offered the part to him first. But Puffy claims he didn't want Quincy to not own his publishing because, you know, when you do songs on the show, they was going to, you know, part of it would be owned by Fox. But I don't even believe that now. Now I don't believe nothing Puffy say, man. I believe it's because Brashear and Will Smith already had hooked the boy up with the part based on his sex acts, allegedly, at the little parties and shit. So he couldn't give Quincy the part because they already gave it to the boy who was ready to go, gong, 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 everybody.
You see,
allegedly,
after Empire ended, there were high hopes for his career, but unfortunately, he never lived up to the expectations. As a teenager, Brashear met Charlie Mack, who later became his manager, and things changed for him because Charlie used his connections in Hollywood to land Brashear an online audition for Empire. Things went well for him, and he landed the role of Hakeem Lion on Empire, which was a pretty big deal because at the time, Empire was one of the biggest shows on TV. A few weeks after joining Empire, Charlie introduced Brashear to Will Smith, and they developed something of...
Hold up. Did you just see Mike Bibbins? Hold up. Michael Bibbins in the house. Hold up. Michael Bibbins was the one who held... what's that choreographer? The one Puffy used to use all the time. What is her name? Her face is in my... Anyway, he's the one that helped hold her down when Puffy was beating her up and hitting her with a chair and shit. Oh, they all just grimy, aren't they? All right, Reserve, please click like on the intro. Hey, I'd love if you joined a membership. You know what I'm saying? Join the membership. Join the Tommy Cole Show. There's a lot of interesting interviews. I've interviewed a lot of West Coast artists, underground artists who were famous in the 90s. I did Coolio's last interviews. And man, he's spilling some shit on there. He was talking about killing pedophiles in the interview, which is, he must have known something was about going to pop off. Because, well, you know, they ended up killing Coolio, you know what I'm saying? Allegedly. Let's keep going.
Empire was one of the biggest shows on TV. A few weeks after joining Empire, Charlie introduced Brashear to Will Smith, and they developed something of a mentor-mentee relationship. Having access to a star like Will as a newbie in Hollywood should have been a major bonus point for Brashear, but unfortunately, it turned out to be his biggest undoing. Allegedly, Will introduced Brashear to Diddy because Brashear had always wanted to be a rapper and Will wanted to give him a leg up.
Hold up.
Brashear had always...
And there's another one. It's like they everywhere you go, toss and turn, left and right. This guy, he's the one that produces Empire. What's his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about? He's the one that brought out the Precious movie, the one that ripped off Monique. That's him. Him, Oprah, Tyler Perry, they all peoples, this guy, right? Oh my goodness.
He wanted to be a rapper and Will wanted to give him a leg up in the industry.
Diddy?
Or so it seemed. Because looking back now and knowing the things we know about Diddy and Will Smith, that should have been a major red flag. But at the time, nobody knew that Diddy has some major skeletons in his closet. For some context, there have been reports for more than 20 years that Diddy and Will Smith were on the DL. Multiple people in the industry have accused them.
Ever wanted to lose weight, only to lose motivation.
Commercials. Well, while the commercials popping, think about this. I've heard these things for many years in the game, but nobody knew how it was connected. But see, Brashear was a teenager. I know because some of y'all may say, whatever grown folks do. Yeah, we all know whatever grown folks do. But when it becomes Orlando Brown, who's been telling us for years, he said Will Smith raped him. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember when motherfucking Orlando Brown? No wonder Orlando's crazy. Listen, Orlando Brown been around since he was a little boy. Remember he was in that movie with the Wayans. What's his name? Damon Wayans. He played in the military movie. I forget the name. It came out in the early 90s. But he said Will Smith raped him. He said that. Okay? And now we know Puffy gives people drinks. And then you wake up. You don't know somebody gaga, goong, goong, gaga on you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm so just disgusted and irritated. I can't take it. Okay, let me press play.
I've accused them of doing some unspeakable things to other men in the industry. For example, Alexis Arquette, who knew Will on a personal level, spilled the tea that Will's first marriage to Cherie Zampino ended because Cherie caught him in bed with a man.
Now, let me tell you, okay, I've never, ever shared this publicly. I'm going to go on and tell you. What up, Loso Chill? What up? Click like when you come in. Click like. I dated a guy who dated Will Smith's ex-wife. This one, Cherie. I dated a guy who dated Cherie, right? And he told me, this was in the 90s, he told me. He said Cherie told him the reason they got divorced was because she caught him fucking somebody else, a man, okay? And she couldn't get that out of her head. They tried to fucking work it out. They tried to fix the shit. She couldn't get over it. And that's why they divorced. That's why they could be best friends, okay? And then Jada, who realized she always had to keep her hair fucking short, bald, and all this, looking like a boy with breasts, she realized the deal too. Anyway.
Alexis wrote, when Jada comes out as gay and her beard husband admits his first marriage ended when she walked into him, servicing his sugar daddy, Benny Medina, then I will listen to them. She, being his first wife, paid off silent.
Yep.
Alexis Arquette wasn't the only one who spoke on Will, because Jaguar Wright also came out to reveal that Will had affairs with multiple younger men in the industry. She claimed that he pretends to mentor the men, but then he allegedly forces them into a relationship that leaves them traumatized.
They're both bisexual. They do weird things in their house, and young men have left their house screaming to get away from them in their mentorship. Meek Mills.
This 8 likes. Come on, y'all. 8.
Bashir Gray.
Thank you.
Left that house screaming. August's the only one that stayed, and I guess he was really sick. He needed a doll.
This kind of makes us think harder about how Will was mentoring Brashear, doesn't it? And not just that, but he allegedly introduced him to Diddy for further mentoring in music, interesting because Brashear's music career never really took off despite being mentored by one of the biggest names in the business.
He's pimping. It's pimping. All they do is toss each other's toss-ups around. That's it. And if you're willing to let yourself be a toss, let's accept some accountability. I know they're teenagers. I know men are children even, man. Man, I hope they, man, I know Usher and Bieber, they ain't going to really speak on it. But Kevin Hart just released a video. I'm going to do one later this afternoon. Why did Kevin Hart release a video showing him at one of these parties, y'all, back in the day when he first was coming out, when he was a new up and coming dude in Hollywood? So stay tuned for that. That's popping off at like 4:30. But yeah, man. So that means they did that shit. They tried to do that shit to Kevin Hart too. Has anybody out there ever seen that video of a Shaq lifting Kevin up by the back of his pants and humping his ass like in the air? Have y'all, they're all nasty. And then I learned a lot of those athletes, basketball dudes is gay on the down low. But they don't be telling their girls and all that because they just get turned out. They just freak a leaks. But let me press play.
Also, can we talk about the fact that Diddy was investigated a while ago for allegedly being intimate with younger men?
Yeah, there was a lawsuit. I was going to get into that later too. There's a Diddy Palooza I'm about to do later this evening, like late tonight. I'm going to do a Puffy catch up because there's been more lawsuits. There was a dude who said that he met Puffy in Atlanta, told him he was a singer. They met at a club. Puffy invites him to the motherfucking studio at his house. He goes down into this place. He says, look like a dungeon. And he said Puffy offered him something to drink. It's always a drink. And he said he got, sexually, raped. Shit, he got raped. That was in like 2014, 2015. That's popping off too. That lawsuit just got popped off like yesterday or 2 days ago. It's like more and more, more and more. And so he must have either pissed off like, Clive Davis, or he pissed off somebody way up there, or it could be Jay-Z. Could be Jay-Z just exposing the shit out of Puffy. It could be, I speculate, something to do with Nipsey's publishing. Because, Jay-Z was the one that was working with Nipsey. He was the one that was showing interest. And then all of a sudden, Puffy ass is all in the mix. I know Nipsey looked like he was looking at Puffy for help. But how long? I mean, I don't know. And if you look at them clips on my other podcast, you notice Puffy got a glass of liquid wine or some kind of drink in his hand every time he's with Nipsey. Is he going to hand that to Nipsey after the camera's off? What's going on? It's just so much. I can't. We just all got questions. Let's go.
Back in 2013, there were reports that Diddy was being investigated by federal agencies for sleeping with young guys. According to reports, during a debriefing session with federal investigators, James Roseman, the music manager turned cocaine kingpin, was reportedly questioned about the sexual preferences of entertainers, including whether Sean Diddy Combs was having intimate relationships with underage boys.
That's Jimmy Henchman. They call him James Roseman, but that's Jimmy Henchman. Jimmy Henchman, the one that got locked up for selling, like putting drug money into the record label.
Anyway. According to a U.S. district court.
How did you get off metformin? I used the 10-second peanut
trap. And again, it's all being revealed, and I'm happy about it because that's they're nasty and they need to stop
naturally stabilizing
representing people.
Well, a study from Penn State.
Then Cassie's lawsuit came, and it unmasked Diddy for who he truly was. Cassie revealed that Diddy had a thing for male escorts and would force her to participate in freak-offs with the escorts while she watched and sometimes got intimate with the escorts. Needless to say, Cassie's lawsuit emboldened Diddy's victims, and we have seen multiple people come forward and talk about the mistreatment they suffered when they were with Diddy. And now fans are saying that Brashear is one of Diddy's victims, and if not Diddy, at least some similar higher up industry men. You see, after Empire ended, Brashear's life just went on a very rapid downfall. While many would agree it was all because of his own mistakes, there are still many who believe that he started acting out after what he experienced in the industry. After Empire, Brashear released some songs that performed decently, and he even had plans to go on tour, but it was almost as if he was blacklisted from the industry. He lost many movie roles, and nobody in the music industry wanted to work with him. He got little to no radio airplay. Now, allegedly, Brashear pissed some higher-ups in the industry off after he refused to be involved in something he was not comfortable with and that got him banned and blacklisted from the industry. This left him traumatized, and his mental health took a big hit, which lines up perfectly with what Jaguar Wright said about Will. I'm talking about the part where she said that he pretends to mentor the men, but then he allegedly forces them into a relationship that leaves them traumatized. Well, Brashear was traumatized, all right, and he started to act out. In July 2020, a woman named Candace ran into the streets and begged a random passerby for help, claiming that she was a victim of DV and that her husband had been aggressive toward her. The passerby took her to the police station, and that was where she claimed that she was Brashear's wife, and that's how we found out that Brashear was married.
Good evening. Thanks for joining us. Up first tonight, we're following breaking news in the arrest of Brashear Gray, one of the stars of the hit show Empire. Tonight, we're seeing hours of new video from his July arrest that ended with his wife flagging down police and telling them the actor had assaulted her for hours inside their Goodyear home.
She told the police that Brashear put his hands on her and choked her until she passed out. She also claimed that she had confronted him about cheating on her, which made him angry and led to him putting his hands on her.
The alleged crime, brutal. Gray's wife calling 911 after escaping him at a Goodyear QT, claiming Gray punched her hundreds of times, strangled her, and threatened her with a knife.
See, that's rape victim shit. That's somebody who's been a victim of rape or some type of violence. They act out like that. Now, you may say, oh, I know a lot of people. Well, they've all been fucking victims of violence, okay? Most people have, you know, and they don't talk about it. And this, to me, sounds like a young man who was definitely victimized, okay, and sodomized and mouthemized and goggleized and all kinds of shit, okay? And he couldn't talk to nobody. And then when he tried to say something, guess what? They're going to fuck off his career? So he takes it out on his girl. And that's so typical. Ugh.
He was charged with a felony aggravated, a misdemeanor, and a misdemeanor disorderly misconduct. His mugshot went viral on social media, and people couldn't stop talking about how he looked different. With some,
look how different. Look. This dude is clearly a victim of some terrible shit. He looking like that. Orlando Brown is looking like that. That girl from the little white girl from that TV show, All That. I forget her name right now. Amanda Bynes. Raven Simone, until she really got her head together. I mean, Raven trying to be in a good space, but she gay. No shade to the gay. I'm just saying. She was probably a victim of sexual assault. Okay. And on and on and on. Okay. And look, now that we are learning the truth about these assholes, as consumers, we have an obligation to try to figure out how to make this not pop off. We got to be more vocal. And that's why I'm doing this goddamn podcast. Just so you know, I'm not trying to exploit people. I'm not making money off none of this, man. I'm not monetizing none of these videos that I'm talking about, Puffy or this, all these sexual assault victims, none of that. Please, if you'd like to donate, I would love it. My Cash App is at the bottom of the screen at all times because I am unemployed. I've let you know this. Okay, I got fired, but that's another story. But I'm not doing it for the money. I'm not doing it for the monetization. I'm doing it for the information. This is stuff people been whispering about for years. Maybe somebody will finally do a full thing on Tevin Campbell. I know Tevin Campbell has come out since Jaguar Writers told about how Quincy Jones and Prince and all these other people have, you know, done things to him when he was a young teenage child. But on a real level, people buzz about it or whisper about it, but they ain't really doing nothing about it. Maybe we, now that, you know, a lot of us have children in these age groups, we don't want our children having to deal with or potentially have to succumb to any type of shit like this. Not just industry people, you know, it's all different people activities that this goes down in the military and the fucking education and religion. We know it happens all over the place, but let me press play.
He looked different, with some people wondering if he used drugs. He ended up taking a guilty plea for the DV, pleading guilty, and he was sentenced to 10 days in county jail and 3 years probation. And this wasn't even the first time he got into it with the law. Brashear tried making another attempt at getting back into Hollywood by going to auditions. An inside source even revealed he even offered himself to a producer to get a role at half the pay so that he could relaunch his career. But it seems no one wanted to work with him because he has been blacklisted. And this is how people reacted to this mess. It's not his fault he wants to succeed and trust his elders. It's his elders' fault for taking advantage. He just didn't have trustworthy adults in his life that he trusted. It seems they were all out to satisfy their pleasures. And as far as Smith, you can take a look at his family and see something is just not right here. But do you guys believe Brashear was also a victim of Diddy or other predators in the industry? Drop your thoughts in the comments, then check out this next video.
Yo, jeez, that was a mouthful. That was a lunchtime thrill right there, wasn't it? Not thrill. Let me use another word. It was entertaining. It's sad. It's very fucking sad, you know, and they deliberately pick a certain type of people because Brashear's mama was not really present as she could have been because she was on dope and he came from a poor family. Orlando Brown's family, same thing. If you go and check out the background of most of these child actors, what's that white dude from the Transformers? What's his name with the French name? What's his name? Y'all know who I'm talking about. He was sexually assaulted plenty of times. He talked about it, you know what I'm saying, while he was getting up in the industry. And that's just plain awful, you know? So anyways, I'm going to leave it here. And check me out at 4:30. I'll be back. We're going to talk. Oh, my God. I got to do one on Beyonce, too. They say Beyonce is scared, y'all. They say Beyonce is scared, and she wants to take the kids and go somewhere since this Diddy fallout, but Jay-Z ain't letting her go. We're going to do that one, too, later this evening. Y'all check that one out. But anyway, for now, just click like, donate a dollar at the Cash App if you like. Become a member. I would love it. And we're going to keep these coming. We're going to keep these coming because at first I was trying not to do it, but I'm like, you know what? This is just damn ridiculous. All right. Talk to you later.